Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Christelle Martinet. And today I'd like to talk about the Aries new moon in March, which is the 24th in this year, 2020. The Aries new moon, and we could almost intuit this, is typically one of the best for manifesting and for setting intentions and planting seeds, because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac and the new moon signals the start of a new lunar cycle. So there is very strong energy for new beginnings and fresh starts. In 2020, this new moon falls on March 24th, just a few days after a string of very powerful cosmic events, which included the equinox, the Mars-Jupiter conjunction, and probably the most pivotal, Saturn moving into Aquarius. All of this energy is already sending intense waves out into the universe, and the new moon will heighten all of this, plus bring a little of its own energy too. So to begin understanding what to expect, we have to go back to the beginning of the equinox period on March 19th, 20, which is the moment the sun enters Aries. This signifies the beginning of the astrological year, and it's the first wave of fresh energy for new beginnings. We may feel a sense of optimism and be invigorated by this fresh, fiery energy that's now on offer to us. On the equinox, the veil that lies between the dimensions, the different dimensions, is very, very thin. So if you're open, you can also receive some signs from the universe. And following that, on March the 20th, 21st, we had the Mars-Jupiter conjunction, which triggered some tension and volatility. This alignment was very fiery, and it was also able to heighten things. And it also gave us a boost of motivation and enthusiasm as well, however. But then, the following day, the 21st, 22nd, we just had, Saturn moving out of Capricorn into Aquarius, which represents a huge shift and the end of a karmic cycle that we have been working with for over 2.5 years. This is a big transformative energy that will send ripples through the cosmos, bringing us right to the Aries new moon today on March 24th. There's a lot of energy. This was a lot of energy to move through in just a few short days. So we may be feeling a series of emotions, a range of emotions that are hard to pin down. At the time of this new moon, the asteroid that many of you may have heard called Chiron, which is also known as the Wounded Healer, will also be very, very active. We will be drawn to think about ways to heal ourselves, to heal each other, and the planet. And we may find ourselves having to care for a loved one, or we may find that we have to nurture or look after our own mind, body, and soul. Whatever we have been neglecting, for example, or ignoring when it comes to our well-being, Chiron will guide us there and ask us to sit with it until we can all feel whole again. So many of us have had to change our ways these last few weeks and probably adopt a new routine or a new schedule. And as we move through this transition, it's really important that we find ways to make our new routine productive and healthy. Chiron's presence, as I mentioned, will guide us to take care of ourselves, to set routines that may inspire us, and to think about how we can use any weaknesses or setbacks in our life that will help us find new strengths. Let me say that again. Chiron's presence will help us to think about how we can use any weaknesses or setbacks in our lives in order to find new strengths. Think long and hard about that. Chiron, as I mentioned, is the wounded healer, yes, but it has the gift of being able to take its wounds and make them powerful beings, powerful portals of healing. How can we embrace the same that Chiron does? Under all this fiery Aries energy, we may feel wound up or extra emotional if we don't give ourselves a healthy outlet to express ourselves and express this energy. So be mindful of allowing your emotions to boil over a little bit and try to act from a place of calm and ease. And I know it's easier said than done. I'm a double Aries, Aries sun, Aries rising. I really have trouble. I'm not one for patience, but take your time, think things through, and don't be impulsive. But interestingly, this new moon falls at 4 degrees of Aries, which has been a trend. Back in February, the new moon was at 4 degrees Pisces. In January, the new moon was at 4 degrees Aquarius. In December, the new moon eclipse was at 4 degrees Capricorn. In 2020, we are also in a number 4 year, according to numerology. And what does this mean for us? In a number 4 year, we're called to return to ourself, to find ways to create safety, comfort, and purpose from within. Think of the Four of Wands. Number four represents feeling at home within ourselves. And it definitely seems like this is a trend for many of us right now. In astrology, 4 degrees of Aries is actually a very spiritually sensitive degree of the zodiac. It indicates advanced psychic energies. Please listen to that. Advanced psychic energies and the ability to ascend to higher realms while remaining here on Earth, remaining grounded. And at this time, we can all of us can deepen our connection with spirit and use it as a tool to connect with who we are and what we can do to feel more at home within ourselves. This notion of feeling at home within ourselves is very important. Turning inward and finding a place we call home. The Aries new moon is always a wonderful time to set intentions, as I have highlighted so far, but not only for today, but for the entire year. And rather than telling spirit and the universe what you want, why not instead open your heart to receive that spirit and the universe and ask what they want from you? How can you become a vessel for spirit? How can you allow spirit to take the lead in your life and show you the way forward? Well, sometimes one of the most powerful intentions we can set is to surrender. Surrender to the divine, surrender to source, surrender the universe or to the universe or whatever we want to call it, and just allow it to show us the way to the perfect new beginnings of our soul. I hope this was of help to you, ladies and gentlemen. Namaste. And until I come back, I'll be back very soon. Bye-bye. extremely enriching exercise. It helps you to see so many things that you didn't realize in the past, the way you considered that person that you looked up to, and then all of a sudden they just challenged your trust. You trusted them and they just fell from grace because you thought, they tricked me, you know? And it's, you can call it, a lot of people call it hindsight, but looking back, there's this vision, you know, the idea of looking, and the mirror and shadow is all about perception, okay? Self-care is also a matter of perception. First and foremost, having that refined perceptual skills in seeing and trying to obfuscate, seeing and not wanting to see certain things. From our seated position anywhere, we have an exercise that we can do, bringing certain objects to our attention that are at a distance, say, of a yard, a meter, 2 meters, 3 meters, 3-4 yards, and seeing it, focusing our vision on it, bringing it to the foreground, and having all things around it be blurred. And these are also exercises that help in refining and tuning our meditation skills, our raising our vibrational states, learning how to get messages from the universe. These are all steps that we can take on that road to taking a qualitative jump to our life on this earth, and trying to come out of our windmills, those windmills of our mind that we're just stuck on, and why aren't they calling me, and what are they thinking, what should I do to get their attention, and you know, all of this, when really it's all about us and not them. It's all about the way we perceive things and the way we can change our vision of things and how we spend time with things. I'm going to call it a day with this podcast today. And I understand I've just scratched the surface here, and I called the podcast Self-Care, when I know it's much more than just self-care. I'll be back. Bye-bye, ladies and gentlemen. Take care of yourself.